Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Jasmine Guy. You may know me as Tatuba on Stardish Radio.
This is Tony Dolani, and you're on Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is August 15th, 2012. I'm Dorian Kubasek, your host. Welcome back. Tonight we are booking again with Elena Good. We had her scheduled last week, I believe it was, and she had a family emergency and was unable to call in. So we're just waiting for her to give us a ring. Give you a little background on her. We're going to be talking about a movie called Elliot Love. And it's won some pretty good awards throughout the Indie Film Festival, Miami Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, Kansas City Film Festival, QFest in Philadelphia, OutFest in Los Angeles, and the New York Latino Festival, and Gaffani Film Festival in Italy. Pretty impressive. So Elena is a rising star. She dreamt of starring on a soap opera, which did, and she went to As the World Turns, and as many soaps these days, that one was canceled, and she stuck it out until the end, and now she's a rising star heading to Hollywood. So give us a couple minutes, we're waiting for her to call in. If you guys hang on a minute, I do have somebody on the phone I'm going to bring on. This is Rita. Rita is a loyal listener. Hi, Rita.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
How's it going?
We saw some Blind Side tonight, but it didn't work out.
You were what?
We saw some of Blind Side tonight.
The Blind Side? You never saw that movie before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very good movie.
It was at the park. They're having something Saturday at Kila and the Bee. But it just kept on decompressing, so they wouldn't let us.
They decided
not to finish it because they didn't think we'd ever see it.
Right. Well, you know how it is here with the joy of live radio. Sometimes our guests either are too busy, they forget, or their publicist didn't send them the information. And that's what happened last week when we were supposed to have Elena Good on, who was from As the World Turns. She played Jade Taylor, best friend to Van Hansis, Luke. Remember Luke Snyder? She played his best friend on the show. And I was informed that she had a little malfunction that she couldn't call in. So we rescheduled for today, and I'm hoping that the same thing doesn't happen. But if not, on Friday coming up, I have, this one's in the morning, though. It's around 9:40. I'm going to be talking to Dennis Murphy from Dateline NBC about that episode that will be airing that night. So you can check
What's
that one out.
What's
going
to be airing that night? You always...
That night. Oh, yeah. This one is a good one. Dennis Murphy is coming on to talk about, you know, I love Dateline NBC. The show that he's going to be doing on Friday is a woman named Karen Pennell. She's found stabbed to death in her apartment, and the letters ROC are written in her own blood across the wall. So, was she trying to identify her killer before she took, you know, her last breath? We'll find out. But that's what Friday's episode of Dateline NBC is going to be about, August 17th at 10 p.m., 9 central. And Dennis Murphy will be stopping by Friday morning around 9:40 or so to talk about that. Next week, September 12th, rather, we'll be having on Jamie Lynn Sigler, who was Meadow from The Sopranos. She's starring in a new NBC show that's coming out. So we'll be talking to her for a little bit. So we've got some stuff coming on. It's just, you know, we're getting back into the swing of things, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, so we're definitely getting back into it. Eve Torres from WWE Divas She's on a new show called Stars Earn Stripes. She's going to be coming by next week. So all of these will be updated on the website. And
oh, I watched some of that last night.
Wasn't that good?
The Stars Earn Stripes.
It was very good. Yeah, uh-huh. It's very good, very, very good. All right, let's see here. Again, my guest still hasn't called in. You know, I only give him a little bit of time, and then we have to go because can't have dead air. That's just a big no-no. But, again, that's the joy of live radio. Kelly represented herself. Live is the best because you just never know what the heck is going to go on. But let's just talk General Hospital for a minute here, Rita. How have you been enjoying it?
Well, I love what they decided to do with General Hospital, and I love what they, you know, the way it's going right now with, you know, with oh, that guy is dying, Jax's brother.
Jerry.
He's dying,
yeah.
And he's, it sounds like he's, trying to cheat death again. So Alexis got mysteriously ill, and so did Carly's daughter. So I'm wondering.
Jocelyn.
Yeah, Jocelyn. He's saying he's not hurting them. So I'm just wondering if he took an enormous amount of blood, but that wouldn't spike their temperature.
I don't know.
And I don't think
I don't
he's
know.
Capable of having compassion.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty happy that they brought him back. And I'm liking the way that Frank and Ron are taking everything, you know, the direction that they're going into. I really do like it.
Yeah, well, they should make it a threesome because I did read an article where Kendall wanted to come as Ken's part. I don't know how many people they could bring in from All My Children because they were a much more tamer soap, a more, you know, One Life to Live in General Hospital. There was always danger. Not that there wasn't danger on All My Children, but I don't know how they're going to. She said she wouldn't mind playing Sonny's sweetheart.
Well, you know what? Not for nothing. They could always have Sonny be one of a partner in Zach's casino that just was never brought to light.
Okay. That
you know,
sounds
I mean,
good.
You know, so it could go that way. I don't think Torsten K is up for that move to California, you know, but.
And I just thought of something for Star's brother in real life.
Mm-hmm.
If he was ever going to come, they should give Jack a makeover, and I mean a personality makeover. She needs
well,
a brother
really
who
nice.
Would act like a brother and not
mm-hmm.
somebody who would put somebody in carbon monoxide in a basement. She needs a brother who's going to be a brother. I mean, she just lost Cole and Hope. So
right.
if he was going to go to General Hospital, that's the way he should go.
You're absolutely right. Well, love to talk about the world of soaps, but I am going to put you on hold, Rita, because the lovely Elena Good has just called in, so I will get back
hey.
To you. Okay,
Thank
hold
you.
On. You're welcome. Welcome to the show, Elena. Elena? Oh, now she's not there. Okay, look at that. Live radio, once again, call has dropped. So, okay, this is so annoying, but again, so annoying, but we've been through this before. We have. How many times have we had a show here that either the calls dropped, the switchboard crashed, or, you know, we just didn't have somebody that called in?
I think I lost count.
Yeah, tons. All right, I'll give her another couple of minutes to call us back.
Oh, but thank you for catching up
with...
Oh,
here we go. Yes, the General Hospital. Hold on, Rita. We got her back. Elena? Elena. Hello? All right. Her call keeps dropping. I'm not sure why. I hear a little... No, it's
Hello?
Not working. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I certainly can now.
This is Daphne, Elena's publicist. She's been on hold for about 10 minutes. So I jumped on as well, and I got on the queue. But she's been on hold because she keeps texting me, and we didn't have another number.
Oh, no, she was. This number just popped up on our switchboard.
Okay, she called this number that I told her to give, that I gave her. So she's been on for like 10 minutes. I do know that. And then I think she tried to call back in again and go into the queue.
The calls kept dropping. I have it here. That was the first call that dropped when I picked her up the first time.
Okay.
That's when it first popped up on the switchboard. I apologize, she's open, but we were talking, waiting for her to call in.
Yeah, she ran home from her premiere to make sure she was on time, and she called me right before she was calling in. So she just texted me, and so she said she's still on hold.
Oh, gosh. Well, I apologize, but this is the first time the number showed up. Otherwise, she would have been first on the air. I mean, I picked up the extra call just to fill the air time.
Okay. Is she still on now? Can you see
her?
Yeah,
she wants it. I see one phone number here, and that's the number that I picked up for you.
Oh, got it. So you don't see any other numbers?
No.
Okay, so I have to have her call back in and make sure she presses 1. She said she can hear me talking.
All right, let me refresh the switchboard.
Okay.
Hang on just a sec. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Is it a 917 area code?
It should be. Hold on, let me pull
okay.
up her.
That's what I have. That just popped
perfect.
Up.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
Thank you.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Elena.
Hello?
I am
Joanne?
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh,
malfunction.
No, that's okay. I'm just so glad we were able to connect because I know it's been so challenging. Thank you for your patience.
I know. Oh, no, thank you. I mean, I feel terrible that you were on hold.
No, don't. Listen, don't
say
that. No, that's okay. I heard the whole conversation. It kept saying I was in the host queue, and I was like, Joanne, hello. I felt like a ghost.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, welcome to the show. So happy to have you finally.
Thank you, and I'm so glad that you were willing to reschedule. I really appreciate that.
Oh, please, don't even worry about it. Like I was saying to Rita, one of my longtime listeners, we've had that happen so many times where, you know, just stuff happens. It's live. That's what I love
about
it. You never know what can happen. So
it's
perfect.
True.
Well, let's get right into this. Now, I love the fact that you're on As the World Turns, and that was a dream of yours. People just don't
dream
of being on a soap.
I did. My whole life I did because my mom raised me watching two of her favorite soaps. One was Days of Our Lives and the other one was One Life to Live. And every afternoon I would come home from school and we would watch them together. So I always had a very positive sort of association with not only my dream of being an actress and also something that my mother always thought was so great. I always grew up with her loving Bo and Hope and, you know, loving Marlena and just always kind of saying to me in a really prideful way, one day I hope you can do this. And so I always looked up to it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know what? How sad was it when it ended? I mean,
oh my God, tears.
So far right now, you know, I mean, with all my children and when my wife lived on, General Hospital is almost on the chopping block.
Yeah.
You know, so you were one of the, you did it first. So how was that for you?
I have to say it was the best first job an actress could ever have. One, because it's a tremendous amount of pressure when it comes to the amount of lines you have to memorize and the amount of blocking you have to memorize. And the blocking is where you have to stand for the light and the camera to hit you for which line you're saying. So if you have a paragraph, you have to make sure that you're saying that paragraph to your scene partner standing in one particular area, and when you're done with that, you have to make sure whenever you're crossing past the room or walking past furniture, it's all choreographed by the director, so you have two things in your head, not only your lines, but also your blocking and where you're moving, and then, of course, connecting with your scene partner. So for me, it was like actor's boot camp, so it was the perfect first job.
And how was the ending when you found out it was canceled?
I got to be honest, it was really, really sad for me because there was a lot of hope, not only for the actors on the show, but for the producers and all of the staff that it would get picked up by one of those late night soap dish channels or that it would have a chance to continue on another network. So it was it was heartbreaking to say goodbye.
Right. And how sympathetic were you towards All My Children and All My Slaves? I mean, talk about
so
two iconic soaps as well. You know, wasn't that ridiculous?
I got to tell you, I didn't even think it would happen to One Life to Live. I would joke with other actors on the show, like a good girlfriend of mine, Tika. I would always say, I'm on a sinking ship. You guys, yes, Tika Sumter. I was like, you're going to be fine. I would see her at the Emmys, and she's like, we're worried. And I said, you shouldn't be worried. You guys are going to be the last ones in New York standing. So I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were, and now there's nothing. So, but you know what? If you think about it, I mean, we all miss our soaps, we miss our Zorro Times, and, you know, the other two as well. But look at where you are going now. The doors that have opened up since that has happened for you is incredible.
Incredible.
Elliot loves. I mean, I can't wait to see this film.
Oh, I'm so excited because it is such, I feel like, I know you're from New York, and I feel like it's a film that anybody from the East Coast, all the way down to Florida, all the way up to New York State, I feel like it's really got an energy, an East Coast energy that a lot of people are going to relate to. And I think the Latin humor is something anyone can relate to. And then it also has the story of a single mother, which a lot of women, no matter what their ethnic background, can totally relate to that journey.
And you're talking to one. I know exactly what you're talking
about. You have two boys, right?
Yes, I do, and I can't wait to see this. I mean, I really, really can't. And what I love and what is so New York about this film for me is the fact that your character's name is Ma. This is Ma. Ma. I mean, come on, how New York can you be, really?
Exactly. And I feel like those little touches it's really going to hit home with people from here. They'd be like, I have a ma, or my grandma was a ma. Like, you know that person in the family or that person in the community, they go by ma. That's it.
Right. Exactly. I just, I can't wait. Now, it's in September. Where is it? It's going to a film festival in September, correct?
Yes. Right now, it's actually opening tomorrow at the New York Latino Film Festival in Washington Heights.
Okay, that's tomorrow. Okay.
And then what's really exciting and unexpected is that it's going to be released and available on Amazon.com. So for anybody who's not in New York City and you're in the tri-state area or anywhere in America, you can easily go to Amazon.com and look up Elliot Love.
Oh, wow. Okay. I can't wait for that to happen. That's definitely something that we're going to have to get and watch. So what else is going on with you after this film? What other doors has this film opened for you?
It's been really interesting because auditioning for directors, a lot of times, you know, I've been able to audition for roles as an Italian woman, even though I'm not Italian. I've gone out for roles for mixed characters, like my character on the soap opera was half black, half white. So I think this is the first time that I've ever done a character that is Latina, and I am Latina. So it's going to give me a chance to show casting directors a little bit of my background and a little bit of a touch of me being a New Yorker. And I think that that's going to open some doors for me as far as auditioning in the future, because a lot of times people can't really tell what you are ethnically. And for me, I think that's been exciting because nobody wants to pigeonhole me. But on the other hand, I think people will be able to see a different side of me that they've never seen before.
I couldn't agree more. And I'm excited to see what's coming down the pipe for you. Fashion Institute of Technology graduate. Any interest in getting into the fashion world?
You know, it's really funny. I had so much fun going to FIT, even though getting the degree was the most grueling and challenging thing. And people say, oh, you're an actress. How could that be so hard? it was hard. I literally sewed through my finger one night making this tailored suit for my final project. And here I am looking at the fabric, and I'm thinking, this fabric doesn't have red polka dots. And I look at my finger, and I was so deliriously tired, I had let the needle go all the way through my nail.
Oh, my God.
Insane.
Yeah,
so I was over it.
Do you keep up with, like, Project Runway and stuff like that? Do you watch those shows and see what they go through? I mean, is that accurate?
It is so accurate. It is so accurate. You're always fatigued. You're always stressed. You're always in a scenario where you feel like if you don't perform, your garment is trash. And our teachers, mm-hmm. we would always joke and act like our teachers were the judges from the show, because when you're showing your work, there's no, it's okay or not bad. It's very much harsh. It's good or it's terrible. Get it out of my face. This
right.
garment is hideous. So I think
kinda
that
like
they kept it
Prada.
Very true. Exactly.
Right.
There's a lot of attitude and there's a lot of fashion divas. And I think because it's school, they definitely prepare you for that when you go into the industry. And I loved learning that, but it also made me realize I'm going to save the blood, sweat, and tears for my acting career.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Well, now as an up-and-coming actress and you're going Hollywood actress, I should say, who do you want to work with?
So my dream director for an American director would be Terry George. He was the one who directed the film Hotel Rwanda, which won
okay.
an Academy Award a few years ago.
Yes.
And then my
mm-hmm.
dream Latin film director, hands down, would be Pedro Almodóvar. And he
okay.
basically directed all the major films with Penelope Cruz in it, like Volver, and the
mm-hmm.
one that just came out called The Skin I'm In, which was kind of a psychological
oh.
thriller.
Okay. Well, what about as far as leading men and maybe, you know, an actress that you would want to work with? And please don't say Meryl Streep. I can't tell you how
guaranteed
Meryl
I won't be saying that. I think that she doesn't really have any co-stars. I feel like she's kind of the star of the show of her own projects. So I
yeah.
would say my dream would be to work with Kristen Wiig, because Bridesmaids made me want to pee in my pants. And I love that. I feel like Latinos in Ugly Betty were shown to
yes.
have a lot of humor, but that was TV. And I haven't seen any Latino comedic films or any
right.
Latino or Latina actresses in comedic films. Usually it's more romantic comedies. So I think it would be really fun to be in a true comedy with an actress like her.
Right. Oh, I love her. She is just too much.
She is too much. She's exactly the right amount of too much.
You're right. And she is definitely one of those pee-your-pants kind of funny people.
Yeah,
so
you look at her and you're like, I want to go have a beer with her and hang out with her and just
exactly. Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me a little bit more about Elliot Loves. What's the plot of the movie?
So the plot of the movie is about a young boy and his single mother, and he watches his mother go through kind of back-to-back abusive relationships, whether they're physically abusive or just emotionally neglectful. He sees
mm-hmm.
this play out in his childhood. And then his mom is ultimately abandoned by Elliot's father, and the way that he sees it affect his mother ultimately affects him as he's growing up and becoming a man. He finds himself searching for love in all the wrong places, just like his mother. And even though there isn't a story in the film about him coming out as gay, it is a story of his life as a young gay man in New York City in the summer. And so you see him becoming close to men, and almost in a way that women do it, but being attracted to older men, or maybe seeing that father figure, that caretaker in men, and you see him stumble through a lot of rejection until he ultimately finally is secure enough in himself to find something that's real.
Mm-hmm. And you don't really see movies like this.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the focus right now on gay marriage and
mm-hmm.
this one, it's become so political, it makes me nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
As who should get married. You know, I think that this is a kind of movie right now that needs to be out there and needs
yes.
to be shown.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's true, because I think that, you know, a lot of people, it's on the tip of people's tongues, as you mentioned, because it's a political hot topic right now. But I think you're right. It is a story that needs to be shown. And I think what makes the movie different, because I've seen at the film festivals, some people say, oh, well, how come he doesn't officially come out to his mother? because it's interesting, this time it's not focusing on the fact that he's gay or that he's telling the world that he's gay. It's just following his life and the trials and tribulations of being young and in love. And I think
right.
when you normalize it and you make it relatable to men or women, whatever, then you start mm-hmm. to make the homosexuality of it less taboo.
Right. And, you know, they said that years ago about Brokeback Mountain. They said if this is a love story with a man and a woman, nobody would have had nothing to say.
Nothing. They would have been dead silent, crickets.
Exactly. So I just really wish, you know, that's the way that it would be perceived. It's just a normal kid, you know, trying to find love. You know, it shouldn't be, oh, he's a gay boy in New York. So I'm glad to hear that. I can't wait to see this. This is really, really, I have a lot of friends that would be definitely interested in seeing this. So,
that's exciting.
I think what I'll end up doing is I'm going to end up ordering quite a few copies and sending them to a few people because I think
wonderful.
That this is definitely going to be a big movie. I mean, and again, you have to kind of focus a little bit on the gay community because they're so excited about something like this.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to be sending it to, you know, people who aren't gay because, it's like you said, that it should be perceived as just a normal love story.
And I think that it's important for teenagers and young people also because when you hear about bullying and things that go on across the country, I think that even for young people to see this story of a 21-year-old, you know, kid really have this experience, I feel like it can also help kids that are in high school and in college see it through
mm-hmm.
a different light. Like you said, like make it not such an issue.
Exactly. I mean, it should be a non-issue. You know, I mean, at least for me in my household, it's a non-issue. It's not discussed. People are people, and that's the end of the story. You watch
wow.
it, it's done. You know, I didn't raise my boys like that. So,
well,
you know,
you are
again,
a really,
really
special woman for that, Joanne. Yeah.
Well, I just think that it's a normal thing, you know, regardless of how anybody else does it. That's just a normal thing to me, you know. But I can't wait to see it.
I really appreciate that.
Tell me a little bit about Ma.
So Ma is, I would say, she lives in her own world. I think that in life, sometimes we come across people, let's say, for example, who are a little down and out, but they're always
mm-hmm.
good at creating a spin. You know, like your friend who you know didn't make the rent, and you see her in the grocery store, and you say, listen, how are you doing? And she says, oh, I'm great. Everything's great. You know, I'm having a house party next week. You got to come. And you're thinking to yourself, girl, I know you didn't pay the rent because I know your landlord or whatever. That's
right, right.
who she is. She's the woman mm-hmm. that always has a spin, and she believes the spin. To you,
mm-hmm.
you see the reality of it, but to her, her reality is rosy. She's painting a very
mm-hmm.
different picture for herself to live in. So she's a little delusional.
Right, right, right. Well, I bet you that I knew this Ma growing up, and I can't wait to say, okay, call up some of my friends and be like, hey, that was your mother in that movie that I just watched. Well, that was your aunt in that movie I just watched. I guarantee it. I mean, you can't grow up in New York and not have somebody like that in your life. I'm sorry.
You know,
can't.
The director always said that he goes, look around Manhattan and look around Queens, there's Ma's everywhere. And he goes, in the Bronx, there's Ma's everywhere. He goes, we just
mm-hmm.
don't know them, but they're there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up in Yonkers, and my best friend growing up was Puerto Rican, and I guarantee you I'll know Ma. I'll guarantee I'll pinpoint it as soon as I see it. Guaranteed.
You have to email her a link and be like, listen, girl, I got your number.
Okay. Listen, Alina, I'm so sorry again about the malfunction with the switchboard.
And I'm so sorry I didn't catch you on our last phone beat.
Oh, please, whatever. Push, push, under the bridge. The bottom line is that we got you, and I can't wait to see Elliot Love, and I can't wait to find out what else this rising Hollywood starlet is going to be doing. I love the fact that you came from soap and that you pushed yourself out there and you're going to be making it. And it just proves to everybody soap stars are stars. That's the way I see it. You keep trucking. You keep pushing it. Just like Tika and Denise Bassi, all these girls
mm-hmm.
are making it big now, you know. And where did they start? There you go.
Soap.
There you go. Elena, love having you.
It was my
love
pleasure.
Come back. anytime, and I'll make sure there's no malfunction.
Wonderful. Oh, Joanne, thank you so much for all your kind words, and it was so much fun chatting with you.
All right. You too, Elena. Good luck. Everybody,
have a good
Elena,
night.
Good. You too. Elena,
bye, everybody.
Can't wait to see this movie. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh. Bye.
Okay, Elena, take care. Tune in Friday morning to Dennis Murphy. We're going to talk about Dateline NBC's episode Friday night on Who Killed Karen Parnell. So check that out, and we'll talk to you then. Bye, everybody.